This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, kicking off the final hour of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. If you're listening, well, you don't have to be listening, actually, now that I think about it. If you want to talk on Free Talk Live, we are live 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call in. And then, if you say you're listening on your local station and it airs us overnights or in the mornings or whenever it is, you can then hear yourself talking. Or if you called in, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com and you can get the show there. Pretty much shows uploaded within an hour after we're done. So 11 p.m. Eastern time, shows up and ready to go.
Don't you ever get a vacation, Mark?
Well, I mean, any one of us is not on 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Okay. You and Ian divided between the two of us.
As we do, yes. Okay. We started the show together, 17, 18
really?
Years ago. And we have come up with systems for dealing with, including bringing in great co-hosts like you and Angie here. And thank you for spending some time with me. And that's how we do it.
Well, do you bring people in to teach them how to be talk radio host? Because Angie and I would like to know.
That's how you do it.
Okay, could the next time somebody calls up, can you let me say hello to him?
Certainly.
Who we got?
Let's go to Tom, calling in from New Hampshire.
Tommy, baby, talk to me, Big Daddy. You're on
okay,
Free Talk Live.
The House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. has passed and sent to the Senate an unconstitutional bill that would do injustice to the United States freedom of speech, the constitutional right to free speech, H.R. 1, which would restrict political spending. And, you know, how they call it campaign finance reform, so that, you know, if you want to give money to political parties, then, you can't do that. And the problem is that it violates the right to free speech, and the other solution is you want to take power away from all these people who got lots of money and they can buy members of Congress and stuff like that.
Tom, let me ask you a question. There's a threshold question that you presented to us, and that is this: does spending money or on political campaigns equal political speech? Because if it is political speech, then it's protected by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. But if spending money on a political campaign is not political speech, then they think they can stop it. What do you think?
Well, I think that spending money, your own money, and first of all, there's a difference between giving it directly to their campaign and you go and run the ads yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's free speech, first of all. Secondly, the U.S. Constitution gives Congress the power to amend state laws about the times and manner of holding elections, but nothing about the election campaigns for Congress. And they kept the race for president totally out of the hands of Congress by saying that the states each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct. And the electors would meet in their respective states, because those lines on the map mean a lot to bureaucrats. If you take a bribe to vote for Trump, then you violated state law because you voted in the state, at the state capitol usually. But to go on with my solution here, Article 1, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution says the number of representatives shall not exceed one for every 30,000, but each state shall have at least one representative. Now, simply go to that ratio of one for every 30,000, New Hampshire would get like 40 members of Congress and not as many staffers. And okay, so you have to remodel a building in Washington, D.C. The cost of remodeling that building is like nothing compared to the value of any significant difference in the rights of the people.
You know? So you want more representatives in the U.S. House?
In the United States House of Representatives, more representatives and like one member, because they don't need as many staffers to help with constituent casework assistance and everything, with fewer constituents. And so they would only need one staffer in their office in New Hampshire and one in minding the store in Longworth House Office Building. So people who walk in off the street to raise issues about this or that, because each one would have only 30,000 residents in their district. And remodel the House chamber, that would be a lot of work, but that's nothing. If it improves the quality of service, because people...
I don't think you're going to retrofit the state, Tom. I mean, I think that this is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I mean, you're weakening the power of any one representative, that's for certain, but,
that they say about New Hampshire should be the first in the nation primary because it's retail politics. Well, this would be more retail politics because they would actually have to get out there and meet the people of their district and stuff like that.
Well, let's not presume for a second that the people are any more qualified to know what the other people's lives should be like either.
I think what Tom is saying, though, because he's saying that the federal government and our national government in Washington, D.C. should be more like New Hampshire's government, New Hampshire state government in Concord. Is that right, Tom?
That's pretty much the size of it, and it would cost about the same if you only have one staffer in New Hampshire and one in Washington, D.C.
Here's the thing, though, Tom. You're talking about a House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. with around or in excess of 1,000 representatives.
Oh, it's got to be more than that. Yeah,
several
thousands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of representatives.
But that's okay. But that's okay. I mean, RFK Stadium has more seats than you would need. You would have to build a bigger U.S. Capitol building. But so what? I mean, if you
could just use the Washington football team's building, it'd be fine. Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Angie, I got a question for you. I want to get this in before we go on to the next segment here. You're a you're a workout lady, you know?
I am.
Muscles on top of muscles. You're in great shape. If somebody wanted to begin working out and start living a better lifestyle, I think we all want that, but we don't know really where to start. Do you have any advice for somebody just sort of just starting out, just thinking about it?
It really boils down to your diet, about what you put into your body.
Okay.
If you want to change, you have to eat whole foods, things that are clean, nothing processed. When you go into a grocery store, you shop on the outskirts. Don't get anything in the middle. That's your veggies, your meats, your cold stuff. And then you leave.
Yeah, watch out for foods in bags and boxes and
anything
bottles.
Anything produced in a factory.
Yeah, cans.
Well, hold it a second. What about Cokes and Pepsis?
Oh, absolutely not.
And potato chips and good stuff like that.
Everything's full of sugar.
Ah.
Yeah. And you want to avoid it.
Yeah, sugar really is, it's the downfall. Too many calories packed into one little place. What about a diet? I agree with you completely, right? Get your food that looks like food, you know?
Right.
Get your vegetables.
If it was alive, if it grew, you put it in your body.
Yeah. Whereas if it comes out of some box and you can't really identify what it is.
You can't read the ingredients, don't eat it.
Right. Or at the very least, cut way, way, way back up.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to have your treats in life, but.
Treats, yeah, but it's still okay. Okay, to eat Whoppers and Kentucky Fried Chicken and Big Macs, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if you would like to, but I'm not going to eat.
No, well, we're taking your advice here.
No, I would not consume that stuff.
Oh, shucks.
What about a workout for people who are just getting started?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what level you're at. If you are sedentary and you sit around on the couch, just get up. Go for a walk. Go outside. If you want to do body weight things, you can work out. You could do push-ups, pull-ups, chin-ups, something simple.
I can't do a push-up. I can't do a pull-up. I can't do a chin-up. And I weigh 400 pounds.
You can modify everything. You can lean against the wall and do push-ups off the wall. If you want to do an assisted chin-up, you put a chair there, put your foot on it, grab the bar and pull yourself up.
This is very interesting.
Even if you're just getting up and dancing.
Angie knows
Yeah, it's just about moving.
Yeah, just kind of movement, I think, is probably a great thing to start doing.
So what you're saying is, you should be dancing.
Dancing's great cardio.
You should be dancing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
855-450-3733 if you have fitness questions for Angie. 855-450-FREE.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind this live edition. It's Mark with you.
Angie's here.
And Tim.
That's right. Tim, get it right up on that mic.
Folks
can hear you. I want to tell you about ForkFest. So ForkFest 2018 was a great event, had a wonderful time, and we'd love for you to start planning now to attend ForkFest 2019. It's a bunch of liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians who are going up to do some camping before the big camping festival of ForkFest. Tim, you created the very first ForkFest.
I did.
And ForkFest is basically an opportunity to go up there and something that's a little less regimented. Back what it was like when you set it up.
Well, the first one was held in summer 2005. We had the vote in 2004. For the Free State Project to pick the state. There were a dozen states on the ballot.
There were 10. I thought two had been eliminated because of size. Rhode Island was corruption, and Hawaii was eliminated because it was just too Democrat.
Yeah, but I thought there were still 12. Shall we go through them? We could go through them.
Oh, you know them?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Alaska.
Yeah.
Idaho.
Uh-huh.
Montana.
Montana. Yeah.
North Dakota, South Dakota.
Yep, now we're at 5.
Wyoming.
Okay, Wyoming 6.
And that's all on the West Coast.
Okay.
And then out on the East Coast you have...
Delaware?
Delaware, starting with the outlier. And then go up to the top and you've got Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. And you know what? You're right, Mark.
Yeah.
That's Tim.
So what Jason Soren, the founder of the Free State Project, did was pick the 12 least populated states. Because those are the ones that you might be able to have an effect in.
Sure.
By moving 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one place.
Yep.
And then he eliminated two of them because he felt that they were just poor choices.
That was Rhode Island and Hawaii. Yeah.
And Hawaii would be pretty attractive, but it's just not going to work.
Well, at that time, Jason was working on his Ph.D. He was at Yale working on his Ph.D. And he said, look, you know, the Libertarian Party hasn't done anything. We haven't even won a statewide election, much less a national election. So if we're going to make any changes politically anywhere, we need to concentrate our numbers in one low population state. And that was a genius. He was a guy at the right time with the right idea. So anyway, we had the vote, and we had a big press conference in New York on October 1st,
New York City.
2004, in New York City, and several of us gave speeches. I was on the National Board of Directors at the time, and then we were exhausted. It was an exhausting process doing the vote, taking the votes and making sure it was a clean vote, et cetera. And so I said, after it was all over, I said, well, let's have a celebration. Let's have a celebration in New Hampshire. And everybody, all the people were, everybody was exhausted and said, we can't do that, man. It's just too much. And I said, all right, I'll have a party myself. And we did it at Rogers Campground because we had a previous Meet New Hampshire.
And that's where ForkFest is, as is ForkFest still.
Yes, as it is now. There was a couple of years they held it elsewhere.
Yep.
But it was named the first annual Porcupine Freedom Festival and Night on the Barricades.
Ah.
And it was supposed to
be... What
are
the Barricades?
Night on the Barricades is a literary reference from John Steinbeck's book, Cannery Row.
Cannery Row must be, right?
Yeah, Cannery Row. And they were talking about a party that was like a riot and a night on the barricades.
Okay.
It was such a great party. And that's what the Pork Fest is meant to be.
I see. And it was, it's a great event. But you can come ahead of time for Fork Fest, which is the few days beforehand. And you'll have experiences the kind of experiences you want to have. So you can create your own thing for Fork Fest. It's decentralized. No one's in charge. So it's up to you to create what you want. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers. There'll be man camp there by Jay Noon. There'll be people serving food. You can get more information and connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat, because everything's unofficial, ForkFest Forum, or visit ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. You just type that in on the URL thing and you'll get there, ForkFest.party. Let's go to David calling in from New Hampshire. Oh, sorry, David calling in from New Mexico. Excuse me. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
How'd you know I moved?
Well, you probably have moved, just not as far as I'd said.
That's about 1,500 miles short of that, I think.
Yeah. So what's on your mind?
Yeah. Continuing on where we left off the other night, and you can interject for your audience whatever you want to for good listening purposes, regarding when small cultures take over the larger population through strategic operations, basically, or in a nutshell, in my language.
Okay.
And there's a number of different things that that I could talk about regarding this, because you posed a couple of questions. But one interesting thing that happened in the last couple of days since that we had that conversation is this university scandal thing.
Can you tell me about the scandal?
Well, the William Rick Singer, you know who he is, right?
No.
Okay, well, he's this university scandal. Most people think of it in terms of the Ivy League school admissions for children of the rich and famous.
Right, it's bad to pay extra money to get your kid into the school you want him to get into.
Right, especially when it violates a number of federal laws like these ones right here. In this United States versus William Rick Singer defendant, 19 CR 10078, okay. Racketeering conspiracy, count 2, money laundering conspiracy, count 3, conspiracy to defraud, count 4, obstruction of justice. Under RICO forfeiture allegations, money laundering forfeiture allegations.
Hold on. So RICO has to do with getting your kid into college? The RICO Act?
Yeah, it does, because of the way this all went down. This was racketeering, influenced, corrupt organizations. It falls under RICO both criminally and civilly because of the way it went down. And like I said, the you don't hear so much the focus on William Rick Singer. What you hear is the movie star's names, because that's what Americans can relate
to. People recognize it, sure.
Right. But this guy is the center of it all. Without this one man... notwithstanding whoever he outs, now that he's busted, he's probably going to out some people, because he's not the only one involved. Because, like, for instance, the various athletic coaches and such, they were all taking money. This guy was acting as the...
Yeah, as I understand, in some cases, they would get athletics, the students would get athletic scholarships that were completely unqualified for athletic scholarships, because money was on the table to give them scholarships.
Right. And but the point is that this guy, you don't hear about this guy so much. He's mentioned in passing, but he's actually the center guy, the guy that made the whole thing happen. And I just listed off all the crimes that he did. And this guy is Singer, and it was kind of interesting, based on the conversation that you and I had, although this is a kind of a daily occurrence on my radar. But in this case, William Rick Singer is the defendant. And the judge that he's sitting in front of is Zobel. And the prosecutor is Rosen, and one of his corrupt business dealings was Kaplan. And
David, can you give the guy's name, Singer, the Singer guy's name again?
William Rick Singer. And the
folks,
page I'm looking at I'm looking at a Globe Intel article.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
European countries as well as Canada have grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets. It was a MAX 8 that crashed in Ethiopia and now in the U.S.
All of those planes are grounded, effective immediately.
President Trump says the investigation has started into why there have been 2 deadly crashes recently involving MAX planes.
Boeing is an incredible company. They are working very, very hard right now. and hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
Ethiopian Airlines says flight recorders from the jet that crashed will be sent abroad for analysis. In Washington, the sentence was 3.5 years in prison for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. He was sentenced last week to almost 4 years in prison in Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You're welcome to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Angie Gordon.
And Timothy Condon.
Mark Edge. You know, I had to make up a last name because way back when I was doing radio on a country station in Bradenton, Florida, we did an event, and it was the... It was the Myakka City's Volunteer Fire Department, Fire Department's Fire Muster and Antique Auto Show. And Myakka City is highly misnamed. This town has one blinking light.
I know Myakka City. West Coast of Florida, sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I went out there with the country station. 106.5 CTQ was a pretty big station back in the day in Myakka City. Pretty much everybody listened to that station. And... you know, some gals came up on these four-wheeler ATVs, and I was handing out my business cards and, you know, talking to people and having a grand old time at the event, and one of them got my business card, and, you know, first thing she did was look me up at the phone book. Remember when we had phone books?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you remember it.
I do remember phone books.
Young thing that you are, I'm surprised. she looked my name up in the phone book and called me up at the house and, you know, sort of asked me out, you know, on a date or whatever. And I probably should have been more clear and very upfront that I had a girlfriend at the time, but I didn't. I just sort of hemmed and hawed and said no, right? And so... she called again another time. I asked me on a date that instead of Myakka City, they look somewhere in sort of in between where we lived. And then the third contact from her was at my house.
Did you shoot her down the first two times?
I
didn't, I could have been more, much more clear about my position.
You were young though.
I'm taking responsibility here because I deserve it. I what if she's listening, right? I don't want her to get painted as some kind of stalker, but I think she was being bold. It's like she was taking the initiative and whatever, and that's fine. You got to do that in life.
Well, what happened at your house?
She showed up and my girlfriend was sleeping, taking a nap.
Ooh.
And my wife, my mother at the time had, was on a trip. I mean, I was, you know, a young guy and stayed at mom's house. And so this gal shows up and I'm like, then I got very, very clear, right? You know, I see the opportunity to get caught. I'm like, you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Yeah.
So my fault. But
well, did you ever go out with her at all? I mean, what became of her?
No, I had a girlfriend. I sent her on her way, but I decided to change my name as a result instead of using my real last name, which is Edgington. I used a fake name, Mark Edge, and just sort of kept it. And my whole goal with Mark Edge is I'll never have to spell this.
Well, it's easier to say. Also, it's shorter and it's quick to say. Like I could change my name; I'd be Tim Kahn.
Right. TimCon.
No.
So one of the problems with it, though, is people think you say, like, hedge or, you know, like, I don't know. They don't quite get it.
Edge,
Mark
Kedge.
I don't know,
wedge.
Right? So it's confusing, yeah. Anyway, I end up having to spell it anyway. At least it's shorter. Let's go to the phones. Got JR calling in from Arizona. JR, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? JR, can you hear me now? How about now? Well, hold the line then. Let's see if have the board op check on JR and see what's going on there. Yeah. One never knows.
One never knows.
Tim, you had a story that you wanted to talk about, which was the story. It's probably about 6 months old now, maybe. This church in Virginia, which was George Washington's church.
That's right.
And we talked about this on the air the last time you were here.
That's
and
right.
It's, I guess it's been eating away at you for some time now.
It has. It
and
has.
This was George Washington's church. And they had a little plaque, you know, that basically this is George Washington's church or whatever. And, you know, it's a historical church and that kind of thing. And they decided to take the historical plaque down because it... George Washington owned slaves. And I think that there's no dispute about any of these facts.
Right.
The confusion sort of lies in, well, what do you think? I mean, what is it? What's the deal with this? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? And I suspect lots of people of all different colors have different opinions on this because it's confusing.
Well, it's the same thing as taking down the statues, the Civil War statues and the war memorials and things like that. At the time that we talked about that, and I thought that was longer than 6 months ago, but whenever it happened...
I don't know when it was.
It was a church in the Washington, D.C. area, and it had a plaque on it that said George Washington attended this church. And they took it down...
The plaque.
The plaque, because they thought some people might be offended by reference to the father of our country. And at the time we were talking about it, it was kind of like I was still thinking, well, you know, I mean, it's part of our history and we shouldn't be anti-history and everything. But it's been eating away at me ever since then. And I have come to a conclusion. I now know what the answer is to that kind of a problem. And it applies across the board to all our historical monuments and plaques and things like that. And that is that our goodwill is being weaponized against us. Look, when somebody says, oh, I'm offended. Oh, I'm triggered. Oh, I feel like I'm excluded. Oh, I feel like there's something wrong. Oh, I feel so bad. What they're doing is they're using our good manners and our good feelings toward our fellow man and woman as a weapon against us. You have to take that down. You have to change your language. You have to change your clothing. By the way, the comet guy, the astrophysicist that landed the spacecraft on the comet, he wore that shirt.
Oh yeah, there was I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but he basically had some shirt with ladies on it.
I think his name was Matt Taylor.
Okay,
there's a nickname now is Comet Guy.
Okay,
and he was crucified because people were triggered and people were oh I can't stand it. I can't stand that there's naked women. The shirt was given to him by his girlfriend.
Right, but they weren't naked. They were scantily clad.
Yeah, so people are. We're in a place where normal people like you and Angie and me, when somebody says, oh, I feel really badly about something, I don't like that, I don't like that, our first reaction is to say, oh, well, you know, we'll change it for you because we don't want you to feel bad. Uh-uh. The answer is, if you don't like the plaque of George Washington on that church, that's too bad. Go to another church. If you don't like the statue of Christopher Columbus that's standing up there, the European discoverer of the New World, that's too bad. You're demanding it being taken down because it offends you? I'm demanding that it stays up because your attitude offends me. What about that?
Yeah, I'm not the fondest of Christopher Columbus, but I think that certainly you can't say that the Age of Discovery was created by Christopher Columbus.
No, and how about Robert E. Lee or Nathan Bedford Forrest or Stone Mountain? They want to sandblast Stone Mountain outside Atlanta now in Georgia.
What is on Stone Mountain?
Stone Mountain has a big, big bar relief, humongous bar relief on the side of the mountain. It includes Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, and several Confederate heroes from the Civil War.
And I think that those things are worth learning about.
Well, people, and particularly black politicians in Georgia right now are saying, we're going to sandblast that thing. We don't want it because it triggers us. It offends us.
I'd be curious as to what they say their reasons are. Obviously, this word trigger is quite the buzzword these days. I mean, the idea that a college professor, a liberal college professor, needs to give a trigger warning before they say anything or have anybody read any piece of literature. I mean, literature has conflict, and many times in human history, conflict has been, I don't know, bad stuff.
How weird is that, Mark? How weird is that? Here's somebody that probably knows the answer. How weird is that, Angie?
I don't even know what a trigger warning is.
A trigger warning is when they, like, now you have to tell people before you tell them what, say happened in a story or something like that, you have to warn them, hey, if you've got, if you had, say, a sexual assault history or violence history, this story was about sexual assault or Romeo and Juliet. Well,
so
this
you're
is a story
using kid
between...
gloves. You just have to put your kid gloves on.
Right. It's all PC all the time.
PC all the time. And that was what was bothering me. These people who want to wipe out our history are wiping it out in the name of political correctness. And my attitude is... too damn bad.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. We could still potentially sneak you in if you called 855-450-3733 or used our Discord lines, discord.freetalklive.com. That's how you get the app and use the Discord app on your phone, and you're going to sound a lot better. But if you go to amp.freetalklive, you can do as Trusted Mike Spike, who's a silver amplifier, has done. You can support Free Talk Live. We use all the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We don't use any of them for, you know, the paychecks or hookers and blow or whatever you might think that we might use it for. In fact, it's all going to promote Free Talk Live. If you like the ideas of liberty being promoted on the radio 7 nights a week, 365 days a year, then perhaps you should consider amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it. We use the honor system here on Free Talk Live. If you listen to the show for, I don't know, if you've been listening to the show for 6 months and you like it, it's a good idea. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Tim, I was looking here at you were talking about this relief on Stone Mountain in Georgia.
That's right.
And it looks very Confederate. I see some Confederate generals here. Robert E. Lee, you said Stonewall Jackson is in there.
Yep.
Variety of them. Perhaps one of the greatest. I was thinking Jeb Stuart. Jeb Stuart, one of the greatest cavalry officers in U.S. history.
Absolutely.
You know, this war between the states, very triggering thing for people in many cases. People are like, this side or that side. I see war memorials all the time of the Union side, and no one seems to have a problem with that. I'm from the South, and Union war memorials bug the heck out of me. like rubbing it in our faces that we lost. And, but many people bring up the history of slavery, which certainly cannot be removed from Civil War, but at the same time, in many cases, people fought, like, there were slave owners on both sides of this war.
Not only that, but a relatively small percentage of Southerners owned slaves, and there were black slave owners in the South, and the people that fought for the South were overwhelmingly people who never owned slaves and didn't ever intend to own slaves.
And
but
in many cases, people up north weren't that nice to black folks either when they, you know, when and if they moved up there.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's not like it was. It's not like one side's good, one side's bad, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
But that's what black America feels. Blacks want all Civil War memorials wiped out because...
Some do. I don't think that most... I mean, most of the callers we've had don't seem to care at all.
Well, when you hear the people that are agitating to get rid of these monuments, they're saying, look, these are people that fought to continue slavery. And we don't like that. And you can't really blame them.
Well, Lincoln allowed slavery to continue. The Emancipation Proclamation wasn't signed. First off, it didn't apply to any states in the United States. It only
Correct.
Applied to the Confederate states.
Correct.
So if he really wanted to make a bold statement, he could have perhaps freed the slaves in Maryland and Kentucky and I think it might have been... Missouri, I'm not 100% sure.
No, Missouri wasn't in there, but definitely Maryland was a slave state, and it did not secede, and Kentucky was a slave state. It did not secede.
Right, and so he could have freed slaves there. If he really wanted to free some slaves, that's absolutely could have been done. And I think that, you know, it's the history books seem to sort of gloss over, you know, exactly the difficulties that we're surrounding. Nobody here supports slavery, right? Slavery is a bad idea,
right?
Right. Although it's pervasive throughout human history. There are references to slavery in the Bible and the duties of slave owners and the duties of slaves to their masters.
Right.
During the golden age of Pericles in Greece, there were slaves. There were slaves in the Roman Empire. There were slaves in throughout
Africa.
Socrates
couldn't figure out how Plato couldn't figure out how society would be organized without slaves.
He just
couldn't figure it out.
There were slaves among the Indians in America, so-called Native Americans.
Oh, yeah.
It's pervasive. It's everywhere. But what we're taught today is that it never existed anywhere other than in the South. Before the Civil War.
Well, they need to check out Brazil's history then.
we're all against slavery, especially as libertarians, people in favor of liberty and freedom. Human beings cannot own or enslave other human beings, period.
So
even
about,
though the Democrats want to continue doing it.
What about all these monuments that are put up on public land, which means that everybody's got to pay for, you know, to some extent, the maintenance of these things and that sort of thing?
Like the big cross.
The one
they're fighting over right now.
Oh, I'm not familiar with this one.
Is it one in Virginia?
Yeah, I think so. That's a big cross that was put up in honor of World War I. Dead, right?
I believe that's
Is
correct.
That it? Yeah, have you been following it?
No, but I have seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it real, real big?
It's huge.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And they're suing now a group of atheist organizations with their lawyers. Are suing to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be there because it violates the prohibition of a state religion. And it's in the courts right now.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, there's another question that you have out there when you talk about... This is the complication of public land, right? And that's... Like, you know, now everybody gets an opinion. If that was sitting on your property, nobody really gets an opinion. All they can do is like, well, that guy's got a giant cross in his yard.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's on public land, then everybody gets to kick in their opinion. And, you know, I mean, I can see why they choose to give their opinion. It's probably not the greatest human rights issue of our time.
Well, should the cross stay or not? Is it in violation of the Constitution or not?
What about Las Cruces, Mexico?
That
what about
too.
Los Angeles, which is the Angels?
That's true.
You know, what? I mean, are we going to disallow these...
San Francisco, St. Francis.
Right. I mean, every municipality in California is basic. Half of them are named after saints.
But those are just names. We're talking about actual physical objects here.
I understand it's easier to go after a physical object, but if you're an atheist and you have to say the term San Francisco, you reference, say, a saint every day, several times a day, you might call that a mental anguish. I don't know. At some point or another, this is the next argument that comes down the pike.
Absolutely. And then never, ever. Ever satisfied. They always have something else to complain about. They're always triggered, Angie. They're always triggered by anything that they say that they disapprove of. And if you allow people like that to have power in your society, in your culture, everything's going to fly apart because they're always going to be complaining. They're always going to say, we can't have this, we can't have that, we can't have this, we can't have that. But the atheists, by the way, have put up a big statue in one state in the Midwest somewhere. In front of the state house.
Right. So that's an interesting situation. In this case, the Baphomet, I think it was a Baphomet statue of the evil goat god.
Yeah.
They put this statue up because the state court or whatever said that they didn't have to take down a Ten Commandments statue.
Right. Right.
And, well, if you leave up the one religious object, do you leave up the other one? I believe they put up a statue in another place. Somebody hit it with a car in intending to take down the atheist statue.
Oh, so really?
They had another one made, and they've been going around trying to figure out ways to put these weird-looking statues up at state house lawns, and I think about all the time and the energy.
What's
that's
the
fought
answer?
Over this.
What's the answer, Mark? What's the answer, Angie? What do you do?
Well, what I would say is that this isn't worth my time or energy.
No. I would. Well, that would be one way to address it. But my attitude would be, hey, you're triggered by it too damn bad. And hey, look, let's admit it. Among us three right here, we know that atheists are kind of weird and kind of low life, aren't they?
What?
Why? What? No. Angie, you agree with me?
No, I don't agree at all.
No, the atheists are scum de la scum. Mark, back me up.
No,
back me up.
No,
what?
No.
What
facts about this?
No, what I say is that as far as it goes, you should be able to have the religion you want to have, and
sure,
that you shouldn't be robbed in order to, by taxed in order to support somebody else's religion and those kind of things. I kind of feel like if a statue's in place, then no real harm done, right? What's it cost in aggregate sum to care for the Ten Commandments statue in, I don't know,
Oklahoma,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, but are you saying once the Satan statue is up, the bad goat guy with the horns and everything is up, then it's up there in perpetuity?
I think, to me, at that point, I wouldn't demand that it being taken down. But once you see, I think this is a really brilliant idea that these atheists had, was to put up this Baphomet statue, because then it forces the judge to do is say, okay, well, everybody gets to have theirs.
Well, would you object then if I took my mighty minivan and rode over it and then smashed into it and knocked it down?
What I would say is that it's probably best if everybody keeps their religious statues on private property is what my idea. And honestly, when I think it comes to Confederate statues and these kind of things, even all war statues, put them in one park so people can go look at them all in one place.
On public property?
Free Talk Live.
Under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.